This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Western Slope Methodist Church is on probation. The Montrose United Methodist Church was sentenced yesterday for nuisance violations. They're related to allowing unhoused residents to camp on church grounds. Around 20 people stayed in the camp behind the church last winter, which has since disbanded. The sentence included a $1,000 fine and 2 years of probation. That includes not setting up another camp. The church is planning an appeal. Hundreds of Denverites packed into a room this week as the city and its professional football team kicked off a process to build an entire neighborhood from scratch. Denverites' Paolo Shalsita has more.
While the overarching vision of the 150-acre Burnham Yard project is to build a bustling, mixed-use district anchored by a new Denver Broncos stadium, the fine details are still up in the air, and residents are being asked to weigh in. The city's small area plan will guide development in the neighborhood as the Broncos move in. Attendees brought up several issues they want addressed, from preventing displacement to public transportation to small businesses. The Broncos plan to move into its new stadium for the 2031 season. I'm Paolo Shalsita, Denverite.
A storm set to hit the Front Range starting this weekend could help cut wildfire risk. Russ Schumacher is the Colorado State climatologist. With little moisture over the last few months, he says conditions were looking similar to 2021 when the Marshall Fire burned through Boulder County.
You know, if this storm wasn't going to happen the next couple of days, I'd be a lot more concerned about it. I think this will help quite a bit.
The National Weather Service predicts storms could bring up to 4 inches of snow to the Front Range Mountains. This is CPR News in KRCC.